Welcome to the Reverend Durrett Podcast. The Reverend Durrett Podcast. I'm trying to learn how to speak. Well, anyways, I was just wondering what you guys are thinking about the upcoming election. I've already voted because I live here in Portland, Oregon. And it's real cool because we can just do everything by mail. I actually went down and got the ballot. Well, actually, they sent me the ballot. That's right. I just went down to sign up because I didn't know if I was registered. So I went down and made sure I was registered, and then they sent me a ballot in the mail. So I filled all that out, and they're voting for a lot of different things here. They're voting for, what's real interesting is legalized psychedelic mushrooms used for medical purposes for PTSD and other things, like when people are like bipolar or depressed. They've been having some really awesome results. People actually getting their lives turned around with magic mushrooms. So that vote was on this ballot, so I voted yes. Heck, why not give it a try? All these other drugs don't seem to be working for anybody that the boys in the lab are cooking up. So why not give magic mushrooms a shot? They grow outside. So hey, give it a shot, see what works. I'm kind of nervous about magic mushrooms. I'm nervous about mushrooms in any sense, because I don't know which ones are good and which ones are bad. Because if you get a bad one, it's your history. You're like, it's sort of like that blowfish. And I think it's Japan. They got this blowfish that's supposed to be like a delicacy. But if some of that little poison, that little poison sack rips, you're going to be in the upper room. You're not going to be here on Earth anymore. So, but, and that's the same way with mushrooms. I mean, some of them are real pretty and they look really nice, but they're real poisonous. So you got to know. Matter of fact, I got a friend. He called me the other day. He lives in the mountains somewhere. He's kind of underground type dude. He's off the grid. But he's studying mushrooms in the wilderness. So he calls me. He tells me all the ones that are good for eating and all this other stuff. And some of them taste like bacon and all these different flavors he was talking about. And so he's up there studying, living off of mushrooms, I guess. And I did ask him about the magic mushrooms. He said he runs in them every now and again. He sees the magic mushrooms. And I can't even pronounce what they call that Cybin or whatever. I can't remember what they call magic mushrooms. But hey, give it a shot. First of all, if you believe in the Bible or the Old Testament, it talks about God created man out of the dust of the ground. So, hey, mushrooms come out of the ground, just like man came out of the ground. So, you know, maybe God put the magic mushrooms here to assist us. You know, like he put apples and fruit and everything else that we eat that comes out of the ground. So, hey, it's worth a shot, you know. I know there's people are going to be mad, like, Reverend Durrett, how can you endorse something that grows out of the ground? Well, hey, God made it come out of the ground. If you want to say that something God created wasn't good, then go ahead. Hope you have fun with that, but I'm not going to say anything God created is bad. I think once we understand things, you know, hey, it could be a good thing. I'm not going to say anything against what God created. You know, there are bad things. I mean, there's stuff that there's plants and things and that you can't just go ahead and eat. But when something's helpful, like, you know, cannabis, where people are getting miraculous cures for cancer and different things, that stuff was put here for our benefit. And these people that follow around man's rule, whoa, they make you feel good, so they must be bad. I never understood that philosophy. I never understood the philosophy of the teetotalers either. Oh, can't drink wine? Oh, really? Why not? Well, people get drunk. Well, yeah, people do get drunk, but, you know, you're not supposed to drink the whole bottle of Jack Daniels. You're just supposed to take a sip, you know. You can't go into McDonald's and say, I'm suing. Why are you suing us? Well, McDonald's made me fat. That's why I'm suing McDonald's. Boy, that takes a lot of guts, doesn't it, to go into McDonald's? McDonald's made me fat, so I'm going to sue them. Wow. Anyway. So this is, I'm not sure what segment this is going to be. This is like segment 4. And I don't want to get too long-winded because then y'all won't listen. Because always listen, but Reverend Dirt talks too much. Well, anyways, Halloween's coming up. The election's coming up. I guess, today. This is the 31st, so happy Halloween. This is on Halloween. So hope y'all are ready to get out there and vote. Vote for whoever you like. I don't think it's really a vote. Well, it's really a vote, but Trump's crazy and Biden is the status quo. So my fellow lefties, we have to get on this case if Biden wins. We got to make sure that he, you know, supports his campaign promises. And supposedly Kamala, hopefully I say her name right. Everyone's messing up her name. Well, anyways, she's pro cannabis, so that's a good thing. So anyway, this is Reverend Dirt, aka John Grimes. You guys have a lovely day.